1956.4 WZAC.
Now, you mean you actually wrote this entire play in the city's time without anyone in your office realizing that you were doing it?
Pretty much.
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
And when they found out, they fired you, but you still work there?
Yeah, well, New York City agencies don't like to let anyone go until they have another job. This way, they can claim that they're not contributing to poverty, unemployment, welfare, or crime.
So what you're saying is, if you can't find another job, you can keep going in there every day and getting paid for the rest of your natural life?
Well, I suppose, if that's what I want to spend the rest of my natural life doing.
Wait a minute, and in the meantime, they hired somebody to replace you?
Yeah, well, officially I was discharged, and if they hadn't immediately filled my essential position, the entire structure of the city would have collapsed.
So now they have two of you doing the same job?
Well, not really, because I never did the job I was supposed to do to begin with. Actually, in the 4 months since they fired me, I took 6 computer classes, I went to 3 more useless seminars, and I wrote the last 5 scenes of my play.
So now they're paying you to go to classes and to write your play, and they're paying somebody else to do the job you were originally hired to do?
Well, no, this new guy doesn't do his job that he's supposed to do either. Actually, I think they're trying to replace him. Do you know anyone who's looking for work?
Yeah. He's looking real hard for any kind of employment he can get.
Well, hey, I still have some influence. I can get him in. The city could pay 3 of us not to do the same job.
And this is where my tax dollars are going.
Hey, is Pete here today? I didn't see him when he walked in.
Yeah, I have him in the back doing something menial. I wanted to forget his place.
Hey, Pete, come on in here. I want to talk to you.
Hey, why is it that everybody that comes on the show these days thinks they're the host?
I don't know.
I'm the host, and I'm the only one who can tell Pete when to come in. Hey, Pete, come on in here. Somebody wants to talk to you.
That wasn't funny.
Oh, now you're a comedy critic, too, huh?
Oh, do you think that because you wrote a play, all of a sudden you're somebody important around here?
Yeah, you're still the yo-yo put together an idiotic cable TV show to try to raise money for Simone's sex change.
Yeah,
operation.
You're still Simone's manager.
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
Hey, this is a good man here. Out of hundreds of people at the squatter rally, he was the only one who tried to help me.
Pete, I didn't do anything any human being wouldn't have done. Just didn't seem like there were a whole lot of human beings there. Not among the squatters or the cops.
Yeah, well, thanks anyway, buddy. I truly do appreciate it.
No problem. So listen, why are you looking for a job? I thought you were going to grad school.
Oh, you didn't hear? Pete dropped out of school. He's looking for a job now so he can make enough money to buy his old lady back.
That's not why I dropped out.
Sure it is. You think that you can support that woman and her daughter, she'll dump her married boyfriend and run into you.
But she's not going to dump her married boyfriend so fast, Pete. I mean, once the guy bought her apartment, she became his personal property.
Yeah, you're going to have to come across at least the $400,000 condo if you want to have a fighting chance.
Hey, why are you talking about this? I thought Pete's problem with that woman was forbidden ground.
No, Pete, let's just talk about it now. Finally learned the rules of the show.
Yeah, and I finally realized that the best way to come to terms with something that's bothering you is to make a joke about it.
Besides, he knows that now that he's not in school anymore, we have no obligation to keep him here if he doesn't blindly bow to our every command.
Yeah, what is he still doing here? I thought the internship was supposed to be for students.
Yeah, well, we kind of got used to having him hanging around here.
Yeah, besides, we feel like we owe it to our listeners to keep him for at least a year so we can host the show for an hour and I can win my bet I made with Karen.
Well, why don't you just put him on salary so he doesn't have to look for another job?
Yeah, let's not get carried away. We don't like him that much.
Yeah, we didn't get that used to him.
Hey, Ned. I read your play, and I don't mean to dispute you or anything, but when I was looking for an apartment, I went down to the housing department side office, and it didn't have any $4 million worth of furniture in it. Well, most of the stuff in there looked like somebody else's old junk.
Yeah, most of the stuff in the public sites office is leftover junk from the main offices. You think they want poor people they deal with to see how much money they spend on furniture? And the $4.5 million is used to decorate the central offices that nobody's allowed into except official HDM personnel.
Let me ask you seriously, do you really expect to accomplish something with this play?
If it works the way I want to, yeah.
You're dreaming, my friend. You do realize that, don't you?
Hey, every reality starts somebody's dream.
Listen, don't get me wrong, you make a strong statement, and you make it pretty well. But the reality is, That guy's not going to prison. That guy's going to retire to West Palm Beach. He's going to get his $40,000 a year pension. And the housing department's going to stay exactly the way it is.
You think Serpico was able to make any real changes?
Yeah. Serpico's a perfect example. His life story became a major motion picture that was seen by millions of people all around the world. And you think that really stopped cops from being corrupt?
All Serpico got was a bullet through his cheek and a one-way ticket out of town.
Listen, with all due respect, Serpico was trying to stop overworked and underpaid cops from getting some extra cash from bookies and drug dealers who would ply their trades whether they paid off the police or not. I'm trying to stop homelessness. Who could possibly be against that?
Well, if nobody can be against it, how come you have to fight off the entire New York City Housing Department?
Yeah, you'd think they'd be the first ones to take your side.
I mean, if this is the response you're getting from the Housing Department, imagine how well your cause is going to go over with a local Ku Klux Klan.
I'll tell you what I really want to know. What happened with that woman?
What woman?
You know, your supervisor, the one that gave you the long, lingering kiss when she thought that you were leaving. I mean, you've been there 4 months now. Did you get her in bed or what?
Well, actually, I took a bit of poetic license there. That part of the story is not exactly true.
Oh, so she never really kissed you. You just want your friends to see the play to think you're some kind of big womanizer who seduces the boss.
Come on, I think she really kissed him. He's probably just saying that she didn't because she got a husband and kids.
You know something, Arthur, I'll give you this. Whatever you're doing with Pete, it's working. I mean, he's a lot sharper than he used to be.
You son of a bitch!
Oh, I'm sorry. He just got to push his way in. Nobody can stop him.
Yeah, it's all right, Brad. Go back outside. I'll take care of it.
You worked for HDM the whole time! You bastard!
What? Wait. What's your problem, Simone? Pete, Micah.
The whole time you were asking me questions about the squat, you're reporting what I told you back in the housing department.
I was trying to get information before I play. What's the matter with
you? Bullshit!
Hey, Simone, you watch your language. We're on here.
How they know when we're going to be out, Nick? How they know when to come in and wreck our building?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the building I worked on for 11 months, you fucking bastard! What?
Dead.
Oh my God.
You all right now?
I've seen better days.
I never took the gun out before. I've had the gun for over a year. It never came out of the drawer before.
Brad, call the police right away!
I'm on top of it.
Don't let anybody at all into this room until I get here.
Check.
Arthur, it was self-defense. Man, you reacted on impulse to save my life.
I didn't have to shoot him.
Nobody's gonna blame you for that. You have 3 million witnesses.
Oh, God, we're still on the air.
We're gonna play a commercial, folks!